Town meeting day is coming up soon in Vermont, and a number of candidates are running for the 4 open seats for the Burlington City Council. Financial analyst Paco DeFrancis is a native Vermonter who moved to Burlington about 3 years ago after he graduated from college. The independent candidate tells WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley he's running because he's seen too many of his peers leave Burlington.
I'm really running for city council because I want to make Burlington both a more desirable place for young people as well as get more jobs and get more opportunities so that young people don't have to move to major metropolitan areas but can create livelihoods and careers right here in Burlington and be able to stay in Vermont.
Well, that's something that Governor Scott has said is a statewide problem. How can you address it as a member of the city council?
How we address that is it's too expensive in Burlington. We need to reduce the cost of living. We need to reduce the housing costs as well as property taxes. So how I plan on addressing that is we have a lot of land, especially in the South End, that is right now not zoned for residential use. It's only zoned for commercial use and light manufacturing. If we can rezone that and allow medium density residential use, we can build hundreds of units of apartments there, and that will go a long way of kind of reducing that that rent burden, the affordability crisis that is definitely driving young people out.
Paco DeFrancis, when you take a look at the city council as a whole, you said that you moved to the city about 3 years ago. Over that period of time and perhaps even before, what have been the issues that you really disagree with? And secondarily, what have you agreed with?
Yeah, so then that's a real reason why I'm running is because I don't agree with a lot of things that are going on in the city council. We have a $76 million unfunded pension liability that has been underfunded since the early 2000s. And if we don't address that, that's significant risk. So I really want to go a lot farther in reforming pension. So that's one piece where I disagree. And the other piece is we have major issues in Burlington, and I don't see those issues being prioritized by the city council right now. They spent hundreds of hours over the last 6 months or so debating a mural that's actually on private property off of Church Street. And I understand that that's important and sensitive, but there comes a time when we really need to focus on the bigger pictures and addressing the chronic structural problems that plague Burlington.
Democrat Joan Shannon is the incumbent that's been on the council for quite a few years. You also face a progressive in the race. You're running as an independent. Does that put you at a disadvantage having two opponents with party backing?
Yes. Yeah, so I was actually initially planning on running as a Republican. I've been involved with the Republican Party before, but it's become too troubling to kind of associate yourselves with Republicans. And an example of that, part of my platform is to create this new $3,000 microloan program for new Americans. And the reaction from my fellow Republican committee members, I found pretty troubling. That's one example, but there's other things that I'm pushing for that a lot of Republicans have been against, carbon tax, for example. So I focus on independent, creating my own platform. But yeah, it does put you at a disadvantage, for more of the electoral angle of it.
Paco DeFrancis, what is your long-term vision for the city of Burlington?
So long-term, we have to become more, sustainable. That's both in the fiscal sense, but also from a environmental sense. By 2025, we need to be zero carbon from all energy sources. We're pretty much there for electricity, but we still have a ways to go from heating energy as well as our transportation system. We need to clean up the lake. That's not something that Burlington can handle on its own. We have to work with county and interstate agencies to really reduce the total phosphorus loading. But there's also things that we can do to reduce stormwater runoff and other things. And then from an economic and cultural perspective, it's absolutely critical that we get a train service from Burlington up into Montreal. That will really boost our tourism. And the other piece is, keep building housing so that we can attract the workers so that our businesses can really grow, but we have to enact more pro-growth policies.
Burlington South District Independent candidate Paco DeFrancis faces progressive Mohammed Jafar and incumbent Democrat Joan Shannon in the town meeting day vote March 5th. Interviews with other city council candidates are at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.